नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 12 मोहिनी मूर्ति बिविडर्स लॉर्ड शिव टेक्स्ट 16 तत्ते हम दर्शयिष्यामि दिदृक्षो सुरसत्तम कामिनां बहुमन्तव्यम् संकल्पप्रभवोदयम् ट्रांसलेशन प्रपर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन ओ बेस्ट ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स आई शैल नाउ शो यू My form that is very much appreciated by those who are lusty. Since you want to see that form, I shall reveal it in your presence. Purport. Lord Shiva's desiring to see Lord Vishnu reveal the most attractive and beautiful form of a woman was certainly a joking affair. Lord Shiva knew that he could not be agitated by any so-called beautiful woman. The daityas may have been bewildered, he thought, but since even the demigods could not be agitated, what to speak of me, who am the best of all the demigods? However, Lord Shiva wanted to see Lord Vishnu's form as a woman. Lord Vishnu decided to impersonate a woman and show him a form that would immediately put him in an ocean of lusty desires. In effect, therefore, Lord Vishnu told Lord Shiva, I will show you my form as a woman, and if you become agitated by lusty desires, do not blame me. The attractive features of a woman are appreciated by those who are affected by lusty desires. But those who are above such desires, who are on the platform of Krishna consciousness, are very difficult to bewilder. Nonetheless, by the supreme desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything can be done. This was to be a test of whether Lord Shiva could remain unagitated. So first of all, let me pray at the lotus feet of Lord Shiva that I do not commit any verbal offenses towards him, because this is such a delicate subject matter and he may get offended. So therefore, I want to take his blessings before speaking on such difficult topic. So in this verse, we can see that Lord Vishnu is answering to Lord Shiva. And he is telling that you are best of the demigods. He is not underestimating Lord Shiva's power. He also knew that Lord Shiva is very, very powerful. He is Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. He is the topmost amongst all the Vaishnavas. And Lord is telling that I will show you that form. And in the beginning, he was quite serious. Very gravely he laughed, smiled. Prahasyam bhava gambhiram. It is explained in earlier verses that When Lord saw that Lord Shiva has come with his wife, with this desire, Lord could detect that desire, that he wants to see that form. But still he wanted to confirm with Lord Shiva, are you really serious to see that form? Because Lord means it. What we desire, Lord takes it seriously. It is not that just we come in front of the Lord and desire whatever we want. We have to be careful what we desire. Because if we have still material attachments, then Lord can detect those. And instead of asking for pure devotional service, we may ask for material desires to be fulfilled. And therefore our acharyas have warned, especially Srila Rupa Goswami, that he tells that if you have any material desires, then please do not go to the river Yamuna on the banks of Keshighat, because there is this beautiful form of Lord Govinda who is playing on his flute, and you may get captivated by that form and you will lose all material desires. In short, your material life will be finished. So if you have any material desires, please don't. Of course, this is in a different way. Lord is, Srila Rupa Goswami is glorifying the Lord. What is the price we have to pay to attain pure devotional service? We should be totally exhausted of all the material desires. Tvam akinchana gochar. Then only we can attain that pure platform of devotional service. So therefore, we have to be very careful. Few years before, when we had been to Mayapur Yatra, that time even Pankajangri Prabhu, when he was narrating the pastimes of Lord Jagannath, he also told the same thing, that be careful. If you have any material desires and if you come in front of Lord Jagannath and pray, even you may not pray also, you just simply desire a little bit and that desire may get fulfilled. So we have to be very careful. And especially when we are chanting the holy name, we have to be extremely careful. It's very, very difficult. Therefore, it is one of the offenses to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. And it is important to note that our acharyas have explained that to maintain the material attachments, there may be material desires, but to continue to maintain them is more harmful. So therefore, one should try to overcome such desires by continuously engaging into devotional service. So here, the Lord was very serious. He again confirmed with him, and he was telling that this form of mine is appreciated by those who are lusty. And I just some time before revealed that form to all the demigods and demons. They were fighting for one small pot of nectar. They had this desire, especially the demons. They wanted to become immortal. And for what? They wanted to become immortal. So that they can continue to fulfill their material desires, their material existence. So that is the that is the way the demons act. They want to be there in this material world. And they are lusty. That is the material desires, means lust. It is there in their hearts. So such people, they want to be in this material world. They want to continue their material existence in this material world. And what is when a person has a lot of material opulence, then he is considered that he is materially very rich, especially the house, wife, family, and lot of assets. So that shows that how many material desires that person has. So therefore, Lord was just telling that Lord Shiva, that just see that this type of desires demons have, to see that my form as a woman, Mohini Murthy. And do you also have such desire? Lord was asking indirectly, that do you have that type of kind of material desire in your heart? So Lord Shiva was quite confident. He was not an ordinary person. Earlier also we know that what type of marvelous deeds he had performed. When there was time to bring Mother Ganges, River Ganges, on this earth, River Ganges was not ready because of two things. First is that her current is so powerful that it's very difficult. Somebody can hold such powerful current and she may just go down. And another thing was that even if she comes on this earth planet, there'll be so many sinful people, they will come with this type of sinful desires again to get purified by bathing in the river Ganges. She was quite apprehensive for coming on the earthly planet. But again, Lord Shiva came and he was ready to hold Mother Ganges on his head. And therefore his name became as Gangadhar. Another time, as we know that in this pastime of churning of milk ocean, he came forward, Lord Shiva, to save everyone. He was so compassionate that, okay, let me drink the poison. I'm not waiting for the nectar to come, but let me just drink the poison and save everyone. They were getting so much disturbed. So he came, he condensed that poison which was spreading all over, and he drank it and he held in his neck. Therefore he became as Neelakanth. So such wonderful, marvelous deeds he had performed. And after that drinking poison, he didn't wait. He didn't wait to see what is coming next. He just went. So he was not aware what happened in the second phase. So then again the third time he was thinking that, oh, I missed something during that. So let me just go and complete that, whatever I missed. So he came and it was like, he was like, Srila Prabhupada is saying that Lord Shiva's desiring to see Lord Vishnu reveal the most attractive and beautiful form of a woman was certainly a joking affair. So, it may appear that Lord Shiva came in that very innocent mood. Okay, what I forget or what I missed, let me just go and ask my Lord and he will tell me, or he will just manifest his Mohini Murti form for some time and again became as his own original form. So he was thinking like that. It means just he was not thinking that he will get just so much affected and just lose his control. You thought that it may be very simple thing. But Lord had another plan. Lord was quite serious, as we have discussed. Lord was quite serious to reveal his form because he knew that what is the consequence of seeing that form. Of course, from Shiva's point of view, he was thinking that he was already earlier also, when there was a need for Lord Shiva to intervene. There was a fight between demigods and demons, and they wanted someone very powerful person to fight against demigods. So they approached Lord Shiva, and he was in rapt meditation, meditating upon his worshipable Lord. And that time they were thinking how to break his meditation. Because if he remains absorbed in such a way, that we are going to lose the battle. So they told Mother Parvati that we have to do something. And Mother Parvati came, and she in fact touched the private parts of Lord Shiva, but still he was not agitated. So then, of course, then Lord Shiva, because of Lord Shiva, then Kartikeya was born, and then he fought against the demigods, demons, and then they won the battle. So he was thinking that maybe I have control over my senses. I will not get affected. I will not lose control. So he came in that confident mood. And nobody can be such confident person in front of the Lord. Krishna knows exactly how to curb your pride. The moment you think that I have conquered everything, the next moment we will see that what is your position. Immediately. It is not possible. Therefore, Lord, many acharyas, they pray that let me remain eternally at your lotus feet, or become the servant of the servant of the Lord. So that will protect us. If that mood is there, that we are insignificant. We are tiny part and parcel of the Lord. 1/10,000th of the head. What is our position in this whole material cosmos? We are insignificant. But if that small living entity becomes proud, he gets covered over by false ego, thinking that I am speaking, I can do so many miraculous activities, I have such knowledge, I have abilities, I have talents, I have so much power, wealth, so many people are just followers of me. If that person takes that credit, then he loses everything. If you take the credit, you lose Krishna. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was telling once that you may get credits, and if you take credits, you may lose Krishna. But if you give up those things, then you will get Krishna. So therefore, we have to get rid of all these kind of things. So the gross things are, in one sense, easy to give up. One may just renounce everything, give up, and go to the forest and chant or do tapasya or austerities. But it's very difficult to give the subtle desires. The desire for fame, name, distinction, adoration, prestige, it's very difficult. Why somebody gives up all these gross desires, gross things, and becomes a renunciate? If he has that desire that, okay, if I become a greatly renounced person, then everyone will come to me and worship me. They will bring so many things, gifts, or they will worship me. I'll become a famous person. Everyone is followers. So that is more dangerous actually. And if somebody does in the name of Lord or in the name of religion, that is most dangerous. And our acharyas have warned against such kind of tendencies, sahaja tendencies, taking Lord cheaply. That is very dangerous. That thinking that, okay, I have become so renounced, I am a worshipper, I can joke with the Lord. I have some special rasa with the Lord, I can talk with the Lord, I can play jokes with the Lord. So this kind of things are very dangerous. And we see that in our line after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, there had been such kind of upper sampradayas. People in the name of religion, the deviants, they were taking the same name of the same Lord, but they had such inferior desires. They wanted to attract opposite sex, and they wanted so much worship, followers, and they were doing such nasty things in the name of religion. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj has written one book. He has defeated such kind of people. Prakrut Rasa Shat Dushani. How to remain alert from such people? What is not pure devotional service? It is explained that he spent 90% of his energy preaching against such people. That what such kind of people are spreading, and they are distorting the message of pure devotional service. So what is not pure devotional service, that is explaining. Because pure devotional service is, in one sense, very easy, simple. It's not difficult. If you are very simple, Krishna consciousness will be very simple to you. But if somebody is complicated, then it becomes a very complicated process. So therefore, it's a very important aspect here to understand that we have to be serious in Krishna consciousness. Doesn't mean that we just become more stubborn and just every small thing we are very careful and just getting disturbed if somebody tells to do some service or go out and preach. Because when you go out and preach, then there will be disturbances. We have to face the mental energy. So one cannot be so much defensive. One has to be careful. Definitely one has to be very careful when he is dealing with mental energy. One cannot underestimate the power of mortal energy. It is Krishna's energy. So one has to be very careful and one should pray to the Lord to give the strength to ready to undergo different tribulations in the name of preaching. Because that person will be more dear to the Lord. So here you can see that Lord Shiva, he came in that quite innocent mood, and just he's also known as Bholanath. He's quite innocent, therefore people approach him and ask, and he just like innocently gives everything. Okay, take it. What do you want? You want something? Take. He doesn't possess anything. And he's very quickly pleased in that way. And therefore people are ready to ask anything. And he is ready to take charge of such people also. That is his compassionate nature. He's very compassionate. Some order they are coming to me. Okay, no problem. Let them come. Let them chant my name. I will request the Lord so that they can get purified in some time. And we can see in the history also, Vrukasur, he desired such nasty desire. He wanted to enjoy Lord Shiva's concern. And he wanted some benediction by which if he puts his hand on anyone's head, that person's head will get cracked. And Lord Shiva, he gave that benediction. But he didn't know, oh, he's going to test on me. So Lord Shiva was in difficulty. And he was running. And ultimately again the Lord had to come intervene and protect Lord Shiva. And another time when Bhrigumani in the assembly of Brahmavadis, he was appointed to test who is the supreme. Lord Brahma is supreme, or Lord Shiva is supreme, or Lord Vishnu is supreme. They didn't know. This Srila Prabhupada explains that they were Brahmavadis. They were interested in impersonal realization. So they didn't know who is exactly is the Supreme Lord amongst three. Because everyone appears to be quite powerful. So who is the Supreme? Who is the most powerful person? So they appointed Bhrigumani and he went to test. And first he went to Brahmaji and he didn't offer respect. Just went. Brahma is like his father. Bhrigumani is like his son. But Brahmaji, he realized that I have become angry. But somehow he controlled his anger with intelligence. Then he went to Lord Shiva and he offended him verbally. Lord Shiva thought that Bhrigumani is like my brother. We are the sons of same father. So my brother has come. He went to welcome Bhrigumani. And Bhrigumani said that, oh, don't touch me. You are so unclean. You are just wandering here, there and in the crematory places. And don't touch. He offended him verbally. And Lord Shiva became very angry. He thought that, what is this? I came to welcome you and you are offending me. He invoked his trident and went to ready to kill Bhrigumani there and then and there. But of course, Parvati was there. She is called as Trigunamayi. She is mixed with three modes of material nature. And this time, Srila Prabhupada explains that she invoked goodness within Lord Shiva. And he became pacified, he came to his senses. So, here Lord Shiva came. He didn't know what could be the repercussion of such desire. And Lord was also asking that this is quite serious thing, because that is the first desire actually. I mean, somebody wants to see form which is material, then that is a cause of fall down in this material world. Originally also, like all the living entities were in the spiritual world with the Lord. But somehow or other they desired to come in this material world, to be separate from the Lord. If you have something separate desire from the Lord, then we are in totally different realm, in totally different world. So therefore, here we can see that Lord Shiva desired first to see that form. It is not that Lord was himself revealing that form to Lord Shiva, but Lord Shiva first desired, okay, I want to see that form. So that was the first desire of Lord Shiva. Then Lord was ready for the next thing. So therefore, if somebody desires first, okay, I want to be separate from the Lord, then he is put into material world. Then the two energies act. Avaranatmika Shakti and Prakshekatmika Shakti. When somebody desires separate from the Lord, then immediately is covered over. Avaranatmika Shakti. And then Prakshekatmika Shakti. Then he is thrown into this material world. Therefore, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that what is kaam and what is prem? Atmendriya priti vancha tarabali kaam. Krishnendriya priti vancha dhare premana. He has very eloquently distinguished between these two desires. When we have desire to satisfy our own senses, Atmendriya priti vancha tarabali kaam, that is lust. Krishnendriya priti vancha dhare premana. If somebody has desire to serve the senses of the Supreme Lord, that is real prem. So if somebody is engaged into devotional service but still he is struggling, still that will please the Lord than separately desiring. Somebody may be worshipping, but somebody may be desiring to become separate from the Lord. Then he is far away. He may be very close, but he is very far away. So therefore, it is a matter of consciousness. Where we are, our consciousness will determine where we are. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada has established this society for Krishna consciousness, to become conscious of Krishna. Then we'll remain aloof from this material world. So therefore, that is the first desire when the living entity has, then they fall into this material world. And then what they are doing, they are running after all the living species. You can see that Srila Prabhupada in the very first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, he explains that the whole world, material world, is revolving against one desire, sex desire. That is the cause of remaining attached in this material world. All living entities we can analyze. Even the insects, aquatics, birds, animals, Everyone is running after the opposite mates. And if somebody does such things when he comes to the human form, then what he has achieved? He will lose the goal of life. So therefore, Lord is very merciful. He comes in this material world and he runs after such living entities. Those who are running after trying to enjoy material desires. Karabhajan Muni continues to explain to King Nimi that why the Lord comes. Who is the Lord? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why he comes again this in this Kali Yuga? Tyaktva sudus tujas surepsita rajya lakshmim dharmishta arya vachasa tadagadaranyam maya mrugam dhaita epsitam anudhavat vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. He explains that this is the descent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that this verse is applicable to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, our acharyas have given their interpretations, their realizations, divine realizations, how this same verse is applicable to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Lord Krishna, and to Lord Ram. How Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did to save the fallen conditioned souls, that was the purpose of his incarnation. Namo Mahavadanyaya Patita Pavan Avatar. There cannot be more merciful than Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he came in the mode of a devotee to give Krishna prema, which was not achieved in earlier ages. Earlier they had to go to forest, perform meditations for many, many years, and then perform big sacrifices or to worship the deities very with great care, punctuality and cleanliness. But in this incarnation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to give the highest thing very easily, just by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came to give freely, very easily. Do not have to perform big austerities, tapasyas or charities. Just simply chant the holy name. And what he did? He took sannyas. He was in Navadvip for almost 24 years of his life. And we see that in his childhood he was performing so many mischievous pastimes. And all the devotees were praying that Nimai becomes a devotee. And then after coming from Gaya, he became real devotee. And he became more serious. Then he was worshipping Brahmanas, he was serving the Brahmanas, and he was preaching only Krishna Bhakti. And he was in the house of Shiva's Angan. They were performing Sankirtan every night, chanting the holy names loudly. And one day, One Brahmana wanted to enter to see. But of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had instructed Shivas Thakur, lock the door from inside. Do not allow anyone to come. I do not want to reveal myself to anyone who is not qualified. When I want, I will reveal. I will call that person. So when Lord reveals himself, then only we can understand it. We cannot demand, Lord, I want to see your six-arm form or universal form or Mohini Murti form. We can't demand. We have to be careful. So here that Brahmana wanted to come. He was knocking on the door and Lord Chaitanya did not open. Next day, when Lord Chaitanya was bathing in the river Ganges, this Brahmana became very angry. And he snapped his Brahmana thread and cursed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dharmishta Arya Vachasa Tadagadharanam. It is explained that this Brahmana curse Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you will be bereft of all material opulence. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu responded, thank you very much. Because he was expediting his next mission. And then he decided to take sannyas. He realized that this is a time. Because if such people, they do not worship me, they do not respect me, how they are going to get delivered? In fact, if they continue committing offenses, then they will remain in this material existence. And that will actually defeat my purpose of coming to this material world. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed his heart to Lord Nityananda. He told that I came with the medicine to cure the disease, but that is increasing the disease, that is increasing the mucus. So that is a time Lord Nityananda realized that Lord is going to renounce this material world. And at that time, still, sannyas was socially acceptable. People were respecting sannyasis. It is not that they were just like ostracizing them or treating them very badly. No, there was quite respect for sannyasis. It is the highest order in the varnashram system. So they had that respect. So Lord decided to renounce everything, to shave his head. And that was very disturbing to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Of course, he told only few before he took sannyas. And of course, this is the 500th year of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's taking sannyas. So this is quite relevant here, that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of compassion for the living entities, he took sannyas. To run after such people who are running after to fulfill the material desires. So Śrīla Viśvanātha Cakravarti Thakura explains that this verse is applicable to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Shiva here, it appears that Śrīla Prabhupāda explained that he was joking with the Lord, and he didn't realize what is going to happen. And then in the next verses we will see that how Lord puts him into his internal potency. He disappears from the scene. Lord Shiva was there with his wife. He thought that maybe in presence of my wife I will not be disturbed. Someone to protect me. But Lord had another plan. And that we will come to see in the next verses. So it is very important in this verse to know that that we should know that we should be serious in what we pray actually to the Lord. It is not that one has to give up everything. It is not possible there, because it is not practical for everyone that to just renounce everything and sit in the temple. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that what way one can achieve the perfection of one's life. He tells that Naham Vipra Nacha Narapatir Napi Vaishra Nashudra Naham Gruham Naham, what is that? Naham Varnina Cha Grahapatir No Vana Soyatirva Kintu Prodhan Nikala Paramananda Purnamrita. There Gopi Bhartrupada Kamalavir Dasa Dasana Das. So that is the mood in which one should try to serve in this mission. And this ISKCON society Srila Prabhupada has established, which is giving that opportunity. Srila Prabhupada has made all the foundation work. He has established. Now our service is to just maintain what he has developed, whatever he has created. Because in ISKCON he has created such facility where one can practice Krishna consciousness by remaining in any stage of their spiritual orders. For brahmacharis it is facility to practice Krishna consciousness. For grihasthas, it is not that they are not allowed to come to temple. In fact, we can see that most of our services are done by grihasthas. And there is so much cooperation between brahmacharis and grihasthas that's needed. Brahmachari should not think that grihasthas are all having material desires, sense enjoyers. But, and grihastha also should not think that these are just hypocrites, brahmacharis sitting in the temple. There has to be cooperation amongst all the orders, all the varnas and ashramas. Then that healthy society will develop. And if somebody wants to become vanaprastha, we are working on it so that in the farm, some place for vanaprasthas. And Srila Prabhupada explains that what is vanaprastha actually? It is not that one has to be detached, of course. Means, but not necessary that one has to go to forest. That's not practical in this age of Kali. But to remain in the association of devotees and to continue serving, that is vanaprastha. Detached life from family. Now family responsibilities are over. Sometime they should get over sometime. So, and then one can think of vanaprastha life. Then they can make progress. And then the sannyas. It's quite, one has to be very serious in taking sannyas. It is not just changing the dress or having a danda in his hand. That's not sannyas. What is sannyas actually? Srila Prabhupada explains that renouncing for the cause of eternal. Sannyas. Renouncing everything, not just externally, but from within. Within and without. Renouncing all material desires for the cause of the eternal. Sat. That is real sannyas. And what is the mission of the Lord? To reclaim the fallen conditioned souls in this material world. So in other words, to take sannyas for preaching mission, that is the higher goal or higher objective. There are many things can be said that how Lord Shiva is a renunciate, means it is not that it may appear that Lord Shiva is going with his wife, is meditating, and there is another incident which is quite interesting. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it comes that in the story of King Chitraketu, this is another wonderful example that how Lord Shiva is quite a detached person. Once Lord was sitting on the Mount Kailash, giving pravachan to all his followers, and King Chitraketu was flying in the airplane, going and just observing. He was thinking, what's this going on here? There is some assembly of devotees and here is Lord Shiva, is giving pravachan. And what is this? Mother Parvati is sitting on his lap. It was quite in amazement he expressed such thing. It was not in a way to offend Lord Shiva that he expressed such thing. He was just amused to see that how it is possible that Lord Shiva is giving pravachan on the topics of renunciation and here Mother Parvati is sitting on his lap. How it is possible? It is so amazing. He was just surprised to see such thing. And recently I was hearing Madhavananda Prabhu, who is a disciple of Gaur Govind Maharaj. He was discussing this wonderful topic of Chitraketu. The main point was not to commit offenses. Beware of Vaishnava Prad. He was explaining that how this was not an offense on the part of King Chitraketu. Because there were all the sages and Shiva's followers were there. They did not leave that assembly. They were sitting there. Although King Chitraketu expressed in this way, they were sitting. Usually it is explained that if somebody comments a Vaishnava Prad, one should not be present in that assembly. One should not stay at such place. One should leave that place immediately to protect oneself. Because to hear the blasphemy of a devotee is very contaminating to our hearts, to our consciousness. And that can have a very lasting impact on our spiritual life. So one has to be very careful that one doesn't commit Vaishnava Prad. So in that case, when King Chitraketu express this way, Lord Shiva didn't feel offended. He didn't feel that there is offense on his part. He doesn't take such offenses. He already forgives. Before somebody commits offense, he has already forgiven that person. But Mother Parvati was disturbed. And she cursed him. Yes. How can you say like that? And then of course it continues how he becomes Vritrasura and like that. But we should know that Lord Shiva is not an ordinary person. His desire to see the form, that form, his request to the Lord was not an ordinary. Lord Vishnu wanted to make him instruments in his hands. And to become instruments in the hands of the Lord is not a small thing. One has to be utterly surrendered to the Lord. And Lord knew that Lord Shiva won't mind afterwards. He will not lose respect for him. Otherwise, after such humiliation, one may just give up Krishna consciousness. Something happens like that, then one may just think that this is too much. There is nothing, I have nothing to do with Krishna. But of course, Lord made Lord Shiva instrument. And that shows that how the devotees are so glorious. They're ready to become instruments. Brahmaji also, same thing. Lord Indra, same thing. Why they are so powerful? Krishna has put them in such powerful positions. But Krishna is above everyone. It is not that sometimes they come very close to Krishna, play with them, Krishna, and just it may appear that, okay, so close, they are enacting in Krishna's pastimes, they are so close. But still, Krishna remains above everyone. So that shows that how Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. He's not an ordinary person. One should not take him cheaply. And of course, Shukadeva Goswami explains in another place that that is a difference between Krishna's friends. That Krishna's friends are a different circle. Krishna allows some souls to participate very intimately with him. It is explained that ittham satam brahma sukhanubhutya dasyam gatanam paradaivatena maya shritanam naradarakena sakam vicharu krita pranipunja. It is explained that those children, those who are playing with Lord Krishna, they are not ordinary children. They have performed great pious activities, great tapasyas in their previous lives. That's why Krishna is playing with them. Krishna is joking with them. They're stealing each other's tiffin. They're taking each other's mahaprasad. That's not an ordinary thing. Krishna has allowed them to enter that circle. So therefore, that's a very, very high-level topic. So therefore, one should not take such things cheaply or jokingly. That I can joke with Krishna. I have become so advanced now. I can talk with Krishna. I can joke with Krishna. That's sahajyas. One should be very careful. That we don't get diverted from pure devotional service. Even somebody may achieve that platform for the sake of leading others. One will not exhibit such kind of cheap things. So, it is very important in this verse to know that Lord Shiva still remains Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. We should not underestimate Lord Shiva, and we should be careful in what we desire. Hare Krishna. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। सॉरी हैव गॉन ओवर टाइम विद दिस टॉपिक, बट आई होप दैट नीदर लॉर्ड शिवा नॉट लॉर्ड शिवाज डिवोटीज फील ऑफेंडेड वाइल स्पीकिंग ऑन सच टॉपिक। हरे कृष्ण।